I saw your sweet face, I've wanted to call. Your clothes are still scattered all over my room. I want to bite you, my apricot girl. I still get a buzz from our video. There's no other use for your piece of rope. I want to excite you, refresh and delight you. I want to bite you, my apricot girl. So what do you think? Do you think that I'm cold? Do you think that I'm lazy? Do you think that I'm old? I want to invite you, I don't want to fright you. I want to bite you, my apricot girl. I come around, but I sleep on the floor. I notice your hair is not blonde anymore. Will you excuse me? You're starting to lose me. I wanted to bite you, my apricot girl.
The Voice, and our guests in the studio, Joe Algieri and Apricot Girl, and all the way from Perth, Western Australia, Joe Algieri. Joe, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Mike, after a whole five hours of sleep last night, I feel great.
Well, if you don't get those 5 hours, you're just not good for anything. Your pronunciation of apricot, that's a very Californian way of saying it. People in California usually say apricot, other parts of the country, sometimes apricot. That's pretty cool. So you already are one of us.
I can't sing Apricot Girl.
Doesn't sound right, does it? funny stuff. So first of all, how is California treating you? How are the states treating you?
Fine. I've had an absolute blast, but I've probably tried to cram too much into the 2 weeks that I've got here. But no regrets. It's the way I tend to do things. So, no, I've had a really great time, and it's been fabulous to meet a lot of folks, some for the first time ever, some who are Facebook friends that we've never met before, and others for the very first time. So that's always the best part about traveling.
Oh, it's really cool. And, you know, last night in Fresno at the Twirl Radio Presents, that was like my Facebook friends list come to life, and you were on the bill, Blake Jones, Lanny Flowers, Matthew Embry, Felsen, and what a good gig, and you led off the gig, and it was a fun time last night. I'm glad we're kind of doing the Central California tour thing here.
No, it was a really great gig. I enjoyed all the artists. I was slightly spooked by the fact that I couldn't have what we call hair of the dog. I'd forgotten the fact that it was actually a cafe not a bar. So to actually have people listening as opposed to talking and heckling was quite startling, I must say.
You know, you need to have a good audience now and then. That's just the way it is, yeah. You know. So you have a long, illustrious career, and we could probably talk for hours about it. We're limited on time, but Jack and the Beanstalk, that's a band that you started with, and it's funny because I apparently knew you before I even knew you, because I had a Parasol Records sampler called Sweet 16, and I got this around 2000 or 2001, and there's a band from Australia called Jack and the Beanstalk, only to learn last year that you were in it and you're the man. So you know, these connections just keep happening.
Well, that's what happens when you refuse to go away.
Well, you are a persistent man, as they say.
No, listen, I was certainly quite active in the 90s performing with Jack and the Beanstalk. That was really the only time in my life where I've performed live on a reasonably frequent basis. The 2000s were then preoccupied with myself just recording, really. And in fact, I only played two gigs last year, In fact, all of 2011 was the first year of my adult life where I didn't play a gig at all.
Oh, wow.
But during that time, I just became somewhat consumed with just writing and recording from home, and I get a real kick out of that, and I guess the Jack was born out of that that home recording project.
Yes, and tell everybody who probably already knows the answer anyway, but what does the Jack stand for?
Well, it's the Joe Algieri Collective, and it's, I guess, a shortened version of Jack and the Beanstalk.
Okay.
And people on a fairly regular basis remind me that Jack and the Beanstalk is probably the most ridiculous band name ever, but it's stuck.
You never know. There are definitely other names out there that are kind of crazy. And then you had a performance at the International Pop Overthrow Festival in L.A., the American or the California version of Jack and the Beanstalk. Go ahead and tell everybody who was in that band and how that show went.
Well, very quickly, I met up with my Britannica's bandmate, Herb, and I have to repeat the story all the time because people assume that Herb and I, somewhere along the line, have been buddies and we've performed together. I performed for the first time ever with Herb. Well, in fact, practiced and rehearsed with him for the first time ever Tuesday last week.
Wow.
Notwithstanding how many songs we've written and recorded. So that was a pretty intense day, I must admit, and suffering from jet lag. So Herb's, of course, done a tremendous amount of recording with me with the Britannicas, but certainly some of the early Jack stuff. He has also played bass and done his fabulous backing vocals. And so Herb agreed to play bass. And then Nelson Bragg said yes to playing drums. And wow. I don't know why I do these crazy things, but it somehow all worked out on the night of the gig after a fairly long and exhausting rehearsal in L.A. And I was just pleased as punch that, again, we somehow pulled it off. So I had a fabulous night. So
that's the show I wish I would have seen. That's just amazing. And, of course, Nelson Bragg, a fantastic artist in his own right, and he has a day job, too. He's the percussionist for Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. So you just can't beat some studio and touring expertise like that. And then the Britannicas, that's what I like to call the world music band. That is three different musicians in three different countries recording stuff together, and you've talked about it on the show before, but quickly, who's in the Britannicas and how do you put your music together?
All right, Magnus Carlsson is in Stockholm, Sweden, and I lived there for 4 years, and we became friends because we were on the same label called Torpedo Records in the south of Sweden, and I actually did spend a lot of time in person with Magnus, and we did play some duo gigs together. And then really after meeting Herb at IPO in 98 and 99, we became friends online and he started contributing to some recording. So that's how that whole thing came about. And I don't remember who I spoke to last. I think it was with you, Mike. Mm. I don't think Herb and Magnus have actually even spoken ever.
That's just wild. That's a 21st century phenomena.
So, it's been a great project, perhaps not as unusual now as it was 5 years ago when I told people what we're doing. It seems to be, well, it's easy to do with everyone that's got, you know, high-speed broadband and home recording gear, but certainly when we started, there was quite a number of logistical constraints that we had to get over.
I can't even imagine the old days, maybe sending a reel-to-reel tape, you know, overseas or something. You know, that would take months to do what you do now.
Well, we've never done that, but I think in 2000 sent or received an overdub with, if anyone remembers what a 28.8 kilobytes per second dial-up modem was.
Yeah, if you look up the word painful in the dictionary, they have a picture of one of those modems right next to it. That was slow.
So that was painful, actually, just to send 2 megabytes, and it would take 40 minutes or thereabouts. But we don't have that same problem now, so it feels as though it's easy as pie.
It really is. I mean, and you and I have talked on the phone and Skype here in the studio, I mean, 15 time zones away, and now you're here. This is all a bit surreal for me. It's got to be crazy surreal for you right now.
Oh, but it is just to be with people for, you know, in real life. And I've got to tell you another little story. In some rare downtime that I had with Herb in Lake Villa, I looked at him and I said, "Herb, should we actually try and record something together in person for real?" And we just paused and looked at each other and said, "Nah, that would be too easy.
That would probably ruin the magic that you have."
Yeah, that's what we were thinking. So we didn't.
But you guys did play a gig. You were at this really nice gig on the waterfront there?
Yeah, we played our first gig a couple of days after I arrived was at Martyrs in Chicago.
Oh, nice.
And that was a really great venue, great stage, professional sound, quite a big place. I think it was 400 capacity. And we played with a couple of local bands that were really good. Mm. And then we played on the Waukegan waterfront, which was Herb's original hometown. So we had a fantastic response and a great turnout playing just after sunset on what was unfortunately a rather cool evening, but it didn't stop people coming and staying. So I was quite elated with that, and obviously Herb was as well. So
you get some really good audiences in the Midwest, and they have a short summer. I mean, 3 months and you're in and you're out. That summer, they absolutely make the most of their summer, so they're not going to let a little bit of cool, breezy weather get in the way of a good time. I know those folks. I lived among them for 10 years, so that was a real treat, though. I'm sure they got a good show out of it.
Yeah, no, it was an absolute blast. We both enjoyed it very much.
That's really, really cool. So you come to us from Perth, Western Australia. My buddy Pete Renzullo at Recharge Radio and I says the exact same thing that I heard you telling people last night, the most isolated city in the world.
Well, someone told me that it's not, but I don't care. It is, as far as I'm concerned. Our nearest capital city is 4 hours away by flight.
Wow.
And no matter where we go to in Europe or the States, it's a horrendous flight. Yeah. And I must say, I've done it a few times, but it really got me this time. I guess Asia's reasonably close, but even to get to Japan is 10 hours, Singapore, 5 hours. So no matter where we go, it's far away. So the way it is.
It's a big place. You know, I used to be, we have one thing in common. We both have degrees in geography, and I took a class in Southwestern Pacific, so we learned all about Australia, New Zealand, all the islands, and Australia is about as big as the continental United States. So to get here, you had to fly pretty much the equivalent of, I'd say, LA to almost New York, and then get on a 12-hour flight to come to Chicago, something like that, right?
Well, you probably know better than I do, because what I didn't tell you is I flunked geography because I started a rock and roll band.
And I didn't get that honor. but that's quite the distance, so we're happy to have you here. And you are here for about 2 weeks, right?
Well, this is now the tail end of my trip, and I really set out to organize it, to make it like a small promotional tour, to meet folks such as yourself that have been great supporters of my music in recent years, and really also an opportunity to meet Herb, because you know, we've done a lot of stuff together. It would have been great if Magnus could have come over and we could have made it a Britannica's tour.
Wow.
Proper and properly consummated the band, but right. Logistically that wasn't possible this time around, so I decided to come anyway and use it as a promo opportunity for the Jack. So I don't regret it for a second, but I'm going to be pretty damn tired when I get home.
I can imagine. Well, you know, you need a vacation to rest up from the vacation. That's always the way it is.
That's exactly right.
So you're here, and you've got some musical instruments, and you were going to play a song for us today that you didn't quite get to last night. Would you be willing to do that now?
I'm willing to do it right now. Expect to hear a little bit of crackling.
Oh, I'll just
move things around.
Okay. I'll just let everybody know that you are listening to Twirl Radio, and Joe Algieri is our guest. He is visiting us from Perth, Western Australia. In the next hour, I'm going to try a Vegemite sandwich, the national food product of Australia. Joe brought us a couple of bottles here. For some reason, he said Herb wasn't going to try it, wasn't into it.
No. And I've got to say before I start this, this whole Vegemite thing was really your idea, Mike, because it's a bit of a cliche for an Australian to come to the US and to bring a jar of Vegemite. I could actually live a couple of weeks without it, I must say. And I'm not even sure that it's made in Australia anymore, but it's going to be fun. So
that's next hour. Right now we've got Joe Alger here with a couple musical instruments, guitar, harmonica. What are you going to do with all that?
I'm going to play the song that I was meant to play for you last night before my voice gave out. And it's a song that I've actually never played before from the Faux Pas album. And I believe it's your favorite.
It is, yes.
All right, so watch those meters, Mike.
Baby, I will never go away. Baby, I will never get old. Baby, you can't put me in a pigeonhole. And a leopard can't change your spots, but I'm not the animal you think I am. I'm a persistent man. I've been locked away for far too long, lost in the light and alone in the dark. You keep me down and I'm keeping it unreal. I'm a persistent man. Yeah, I've listened to all the songs. Your acoustic guitar puts me to sleep. Who really cares if your hurt is deep? I'll do it my way and you do yours. Your ignorance is more than I can stand. I'm a persistent man. I've been locked away for far too long, lost in the light and alone in the dark. You keep me down and I'm keeping it unreal. I'm a persistent man. Is anybody listening? Is it more than you can bear? Is anybody listening? And do I really care?
All right, Joe, that was awesome. I cannot believe you can rock an acoustic like that. That's fantastic. Persistent Man, thank you.
You're most welcome.
Oh, my gosh. Love that song to pieces. And, you know, that one and I Play All the Instruments, those both seem kind of like policy statements that you've put out for the public on the Faux Pas album.
Well, yes, that's what happens when you lock yourself in a room and you don't have any other influences. So you can really channel things lyrically or musically in the way that you want to. So
yeah, but I mean, and I just love it. You know, those are just, they're tough songs, and you're just saying, "I'm here. I'm here to stay." I love that. That was wonderful. What a treat that was. And I can see why you didn't sing it last night with a tired voice. That would have shredded what's left of your vocal cords.
The voice was one thing last night, but and I don't want to keep making excuses about it, but after 3 hours sleep. But elated with the gig the night before, I dropped Herb off at LAX, and that took 2.5 hours to get from one side of town to the other. And then the trip leaving LA to get to Fresno alone, I just kept saying to myself, I'm completely mad for doing this. And then to arrive without having the chance to shower or even write out a set list. And then to find out that it's a cafe where there's no drink for myself to warm my voice, and to have all these wonderful musicians sitting there quietly listening freaked the life out of me. So I didn't really lock into my groove. And then I felt the voice going, so I thought, oh, I have to save at least this song for tomorrow. So thank you for allowing me to do that.
And vice versa. And I appreciate it. And your set was good. I think everybody would agree to that. So real quick, where can my listeners find out more about you, your large catalog of music, and purchase some of your music?
If you Google my name or the Jack or Jack and the Beanstalk, you can find all sorts of weird and wonderful things. I've got independent releases going back 2 decades.
Wow.
As for my more recent material, if you go to the Jack, which is the just jac.com.au, you'll see links principally on my Bandcamp site to a lot of stuff. Some stuff I give away for free, you can download. Of course, other stuff I would like folks to buy. I've got some other stuff that you can pay whatever you like. So there's plenty of music there, so I don't think anyone's going to have any trouble finding it.
Yeah, your name looms large in Western Australian music and the like. Hopefully we're going to be together for another hour. In fact, we have to be because you're – well, I'm giving you a ride, so you're a prisoner. So you've brought a nice collection of other music. Next hour you're going to be DJing for us a little bit?
Yep, I'm looking forward to that. And there's quite a lot of folks that I want to send a shout-out to.
And we will get to that. And also the Great Vegemite Experience, that's coming up in about 25 minutes or so. I know that's kind of a – as you said, it's a bit of a cliche, but hey, we're all about that here.
The toast has gone cold, though, Mike. It could change things significantly.
There's a whole biochemical mix that we're not even taking into consideration. So – who would you consider among your greatest musical influences, if you could pare it down a little bit?
Well, there's many. If you listen to my songs, you know, I'm not going to go through the whole list of 60s and 70s band, you know, starting from the Byrds. I like a lot of different music. I like a lot of traditional country. I'm not that keen on so much Americana stuff, but there's punk. There's garage, there's hard rock, some folk music. So I won't start naming people, but getting back to Perth and being so isolated, and people associate me with the whole power pop genre, which I have a funny relationship with because I don't think a lot of stuff I do is power pop. But I guess if I had to pinpoint one influence, living where I am, the whole pop scene in Perth, and even to Australia to a large degree, comes from one guy called Dom Mariani in a band called The Stems, Stum Love. See, Dom plays in like 3 bands at a time, it would seem. And because I got to see them play so often, you know, I'd be kidding you and anyone else to say that listening to that music's had an enormous influence on me. And the funny thing is that some of my material kind of sounds like that, but I don't think Dom could be any more different than myself. He's more quietly spoken, and he lets the music in his guitar speak for itself. He's a fantastic musician, especially as a lead guitarist. He's absolutely brilliant, so I feel like a little bit of a show pony in comparison.
Well, then he is a correct influence, then. You know, an influence is somebody that you think the world of. So it's clearly this man has influenced your whole decision to get into music.
Yeah, and but yeah, you know, I've got a lot of different influences, and I'm probably maybe a little bit more eccentric than Dom. And I, that's the short answer that went on for far too long, Mike.
Gotcha. That's a great answer. And we've only got about 3 minutes left in the segment.
3 minutes left of the show.
And then another hour after that. Why don't we play one more song? Something that you brought. What would you like to hit? I'll throw it into the CD player. And we got a nice, nice collection here.
All right. Well, I'm going to start with some of my Australian shout-outs. And the quick story here is that at Molly Malone's on Wednesday, I saw a young chap handing out CDs, and I didn't take any notice at first. And then I decided it's 2 artists, including one, which is my great friend Maria Socrates from Australia. So this guy's name was Joel. He was so kind. I was telling them that I was having trouble finding an electric guitar that I would like. He came to the gig and he hauled his Telecaster there for me to use. And yeah, we barely spoke for more than 5 minutes, but he's a sweet guy, and I want to send out a shout out if he's listening, or if anyone that's listening that knows him. And because you've put the disc in the play, I think it's called Meet the Jumps, and I'd like to follow this with Maria's band, The Undecided by Default, who are touring here the week after next. But maybe we can talk a little bit about that after the track.
Second hour. Yeah, which track is it, by the way?
Track number one first, and then four.
Okay, here we go. We'll end the hour with track one, Meet the Jumps.
It's your turn, please begin. You don't know the kind of trouble we're in. Another 360 around the sun. You'd think by now things would get better.
Just makes me wanna pull up the cover.